Hey Printhusters, Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. We had a really good question out of a shop over in Nebraska talking about letting their team communicate with customers. So previously the owner had done all the communication with customers and they were starting to be able to hire some folks on the customer service side, on the sales side, and they were really curious, you know, how do I help make it so that the people that I hire are as charismatic and persuasive and helpful to customers as I, the shop owner, is? And that's a great question. And the reason is because it's something that everybody deals with, especially hiring your first few people that are very customer facing. And so I came up with five different things that I wrote back to him to be able to help him with his shop as he goes through this process, as we did the same thing too. Now at Printavo, we have 21 full-time team members right now at the company. And we really focused on everybody being okay to be able to interact with customers. And the reason is because on Facebook, you can interact with customers via email, at trade shows, all of that. So it's so important that we have the right people that are ready to do that. And so that is number one, having the right people on the right foundation. If you don't have the right person in at that spot on the ground level, you're not really gonna be able to train them to be able to interact with customers right. Right? If they're brash, if they don't have a good emotional IQ and kind of sense what's going on around them, if they're not the type of person that's patient or empathetic with others, if they're not the type of person that would maybe think to get somebody a water bottle if they're waiting, right, for somebody else. So I think being able to sense that you have the right people is so, so crucial. We heavily test specifically for patience and empathetic qualities when we interview. And the way we do that is we do two things. Number one, we have a project-based interview, especially for customer-facing folks that are interacting on our customer care team with our shops. And the way we do that is they will have to answer a lot of different questions about how would you handle this situation if you were interacting with a customer. There are questions like, a customer is asking for a coupon, how do you tell them no, right? A customer wants lower pricing, how do you tell them no? Depending on how they respond to that, you can start to get a sense for that. The other way we test for that is we do an interview question project. And what this is you, the person who we're interviewing, work at a clock company. They make clocks. And we're saying that you work as a sales rep at that clock company, and I'm gonna be a potential customer that calls in. And the goal here is that I want to try to push them to see how they handle it. Now, everybody knows what clocks do, so they can be able to sell a clock. It's very easy, or be able to just answer questions about it. So I say you work at a clock company, and then we role play. I say, you know, ring, ring, and they kind of go from there. Now you'll immediately be able to tell how they are with people just off the cuff. Remember, they're not gonna be able to answer all the questions even working for you. So this is great practice for you to be able to see how they do in a kind of impromptu situation, right? Are they making things up or are they putting you on hold to go find out the real answer? Are they giving you, well, this should or this could help you or this will be able to help you type of answers? Are they patient? One thing I do, especially at the end of that call, I ask for pricing and I also say, you know, I'm just looking for a new clock to be able to help wake me up. Something very general. Do they ask great questions to be able to sift out what am I actually looking for? I think all of those things really, really help. And then the last thing I do at the end of the call is I hang up abruptly. So I say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I actually have to go. Do they ask for the person's phone number and name to be able to call back later? And so that's why finding out the value and characteristics of them as a core person is very, very important. The next thing we do is, if we have the correct person in, we created this system called TAR. I've talked about this before, but TAR, T-A-R, is the acronym for Thanks, Acknowledge, and Resolve. So thank you. You thank the person for the question, no matter if they're calling in, writing in, walking in. Oh, thanks for asking us about that. Acknowledge the question. Oh, I see you've got a question about pricing that I can help you with. And then resolve, that's the last part. So fix the problem and be sure about the solve that you have. When you write into support, you don't want a could or this should help. That doesn't sound good. That's not helpful. Well, that's the same thing. And so we practiced that TAR principle. We printed it out. We put it on the wall. It's all there for everybody to see. The next piece about it is we treat it like we're in a high-end restaurant. When you go into a restaurant, there's a couple different options of things that can happen, right? If you go into the host stand and you're waiting to be greeted or taken to your table or given a menu, there's a couple different things that could go down. Three things really that I think can happen. Number one, you could go there and nobody's at the host stand and you're waiting and you're kind of not sure what to do. The second is somebody's at the host stand but doesn't have the best of attitude, right? They may just kind of point you, oh, okay, that table over there and here's your menus, right? So it's okay, but it doesn't get you very excited about eating there. And then the last one is someone that really knows you. Oh, you come back. Oh, welcome back. I remember you guys from last week, right? How was the food last time? Oh, have you guys ever been here before? Right, starting to warm up that conversation. Are you guys having a great weekend? Yeah, let me go sit you guys down. Would you like any water? Right, things like that to be able to help set up that experience. We want to treat customers like it's that high-end restaurant, like that third option. So when a person goes into a situation, well, how would a fancy restaurant be able to handle it, right? That kind of emotion and environment that you create is what we want to create for our customers and what you guys can push on for your customers too. And then lastly, you want to be able to measure how well they're doing, right? How well is your team responding and getting back to customers? Well, we do a couple different things there to really be able to have a reporting KPI-based dashboard there. The first one is first response time. So we use Zendesk.com. So we use Zendesk to be able to keep track of emails and phones as people call in or email in. And the things that we really measure in there are call answered to total calls received ratio. And we also measure first response time. So those are really important because we say that to be able to deliver an excellent experience, we want to get down below 20 minutes of an average first response time. Now we're getting there, it's close, it's not easy, it's hard to actually scale that too, but that's a true piece of our brand and something that can be a piece of your brand too. So set a time. There are really good apps out there. Another one is called Front App, FRONTApp.com, that you can measure first response time too and have shared inboxes. It's really great, and you can be able to set, hey guys, we want to get below an hour, and then you ask them, how can we be able to do this, and let them help solve that with you. So hopefully those are aspects that can be able to help you guys be able to have your team start communicating with your customers too, and not just you, the shop owner, being able to do that all the time. Really excited about that topic, as I feel like it's such a big, important piece of your brand. If you have any other tips, questions, or comments, drop them down in the comments below. We'd love to hear them.